Over the last few days, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken has made his way through the Middle East, we've been hearing a lot about the Egyptian president's role in brokering a cease deal between Israel and Hamas. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's actions have earned him the gratitude of President Biden. Until now, the two hadn't forged much of a relationship. Well, for more on what this means, let's bring in Sudarsan Raghavan. He's the Washington Post's Cairo bureau chief and joins us now on Skype. Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
Sudarsan, let's start with the beginning. What was Egypt's role in this ceasefire?
Egypt played a very significant role in achieving this current ceasefire. What they did was they sent mediators to both sides, both towards the Palestinian militant group Hamas, as well as to the Israeli side. You know, the Egyptians for years have had incredibly close relationships with both the Israelis and Hamas.
Well, what has this meant for Sisi's relationship with President Biden? We know that it took the president months to reach out when he first came into office.
Well, it has meant everything to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Under President Donald Trump, as everyone knows, Donald Trump called him his favorite dictator. And in fact, Sisi could absolutely do no wrong during the Trump administration. His regime is considered one of the most repressive in Egypt's modern history, perhaps the most repressive. There's been tens of thousands of people of critics and activists have been jailed by the Sisi regime. Basic freedoms are deprived. Torture exists in the prisons. And under President Trump, he could do no wrong. But with President Biden coming in, there's been presumably a much bigger focus on human rights. And President Biden made it extremely clear in the very beginning that he would take no more blank checks. And he urged Sisi to improve his pretty much abysmal human rights record. So for the first 4 months of his presidency, Biden didn't even phone Sisi, which is an unprecedented snub of a key Mideast ally. So when the Israeli-Palestinian conflict began again, Sisi sensed an opportunity to get back into the good graces of the American administration. And that's precisely what he's done.
Egypt is one of the only countries in the region that has relationships with both Israel and Hamas. And it has actually helped mediate ceasefires in the last three wars between the two. Sisi also has an alliance with Israel. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. Under Sisi, the ties between Egypt and Israel, they signed a peace treaty in 1979. But under Sisi, the relationship between Israel and Egypt has deepened considerably. They have significant political, economic, and particularly security relationships in the region. They both have a shared interest in preventing the Islamic State, which has a branch in Egypt that's operating along the Gaza border in Egypt's northern Sinai. They have a shared desire to prevent the Islamic State from extending its reach. So they've had heavy cooperation along in the northern Sinai and elsewhere.
What about the Egyptian people? Do they support Sisi's close relationship with Israel?
No. I mean, the vast majority of Egyptians are extremely anti-Israel. You know, on social media, in conversations, on dinner tables, they will always attack Israel and defend the Palestinian cause. Even in, mundane things like a television show recently, for instance, which depicted Israel in a negative light, was highly applauded by most Egyptians. And another example, there was a picture was taken, an Egyptian and Israeli singer, popular singers in Dubai, and the picture was just two of them standing together, and it went absolutely viral in the Arab world. And Egyptians were extremely furious at the Egyptian singer's agreement to take a photograph alongside the Israeli, to the point where an investigation was started and the local theatrical union sought to ban him from ever playing or acting or singing. So it caused a huge uproar, and this is just a single picture.
Mm. We know that Hamas is an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, which Sisi banned in Egypt when he took power back in 2013. What is Sisi's relationship with Hamas?
It's a very pragmatic relationship. Sisi's regime banned the Muslim Brotherhood, outlawed it, and he put thousands of Muslim Brotherhood members in jail. So he's no fan of the Muslim Brotherhood, and one would think he's no fan of Hamas either. But he and Egypt, they cozy up to Hamas largely for pragmatic reasons, because it helps Egypt play a vital role in the region, as we just saw last week, as a key mediator, as a negotiator. Egypt is able to put pressure on Hamas because Egypt controls the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. It's the only other way to kind of bring in goods and to help Hamas and to help Palestinians in that area. Of course, having said all this, the Egyptians have also have played this delicate balance because In fact, the Gaza Strip is actually closed, and Egypt has joined Israel in an economic blockade of the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
Right, which is why I'm asking you these questions, because it seems like it would be hard for Sisi to be a champion of the Palestinians while also maintaining a good relationship with Israel.
Yes, you know, he does have to play this delicate balance, but you know what? He's also has a very good internal propaganda machine. Everything he does for Palestine is trumpeted in Egypt. For instance, his announcement of a $500 million rebuilding reconstruction plan for Gaza was widely publicized in the state-run media here. This was all to give the impression that he is a close supporter of the Palestinians, and in that sense, gain score points with the vast majority of Egyptians who are very anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian.
Putting all of this in context, this ceasefire, as you've laid out, has been a very important step in the relationship between Sisi and President Biden. What does this all mean for Sisi's reputation and relationship moving forward with the U.S.?
It means a lot. I mean, Sisi, at the beginning of this year, was essentially in a diplomatic quicksand. You know, his champion, President Trump, had gone, and President Biden had, even during the campaign, presidential campaign, had clearly indicated that he did not appreciate Sisi's the human rights abuses, the deprivation of freedoms happening in Egypt. So with his role, his significant role in reaching a ceasefire between the Israeli Palestinians, what Sisi has shown is that he's incredibly important to America, especially in this region. At one point, there were politicians and lawmakers in the U.S. who were questioning Sisi's and Egypt's role in the Middle East. I mean, Egypt has had a very storied role in the history of the Middle East. But in recent years, you know, Egypt has kind of taken a backside to some extent to countries like Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Turkey. And so by playing this key role in achieving this ceasefire, Sisi and Egypt has indicated that it's an important player and should be recognized, even as it continues to repress its people.
Well, with that, what does this all mean for Sisi regionally and domestically?
Well, regionally, you know, Sisi has shown that he's once again a player. I mean, for years now, he has been overshadowed on other crises in the region, such as the Syrian conflict, by Saudi Arabia or by Turkey. Even Russia has played a more significant role in the Middle East than Egypt in recent years. But now, with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict halted again, thanks largely to Sisi's effort, he presents himself as once again an important player in the region. Now, domestically, too, this is helping Sisi in some ways, some important ways, actually. You know, he's been widely criticized by ordinary Egyptians across the country for spending billions on large infrastructure projects that have really, you know, have not shown any huge positive results yet to boost the economy. In fact, poverty is rampant. Sisi's been trying to create a new image of Egypt, and that has entailed demolishing entire neighborhoods to put roads and highways, and that has also caused criticism. By presenting himself as a champion of the Palestinian cause, he is actually trying to score points with all these Egyptians who are critical of all his other endeavors. But the problem now is the big concern among human rights activists is that because of Sisi's success in bringing the ceasefire, they're concerned that countries like the United States, countries in Western Europe, will look the other way when it comes to Sisi's human rights abuses, because they will see him as an essential diplomatic force to keep calm in the region.
So much more to follow here. Sudarshan Raghavan is the Washington Post's Cairo Bureau Chief. Thank you so much for this.
My pleasure.